Aaron Rodgers went through the individual drills and was a limited participant as far as our jog through practice. And it does not look like Aaron is going to make it. Had a good day. Feels this was a big day actually for him as far as doing throwing and some of the things that the targets that the training staff wanted to hit with him, they definitely hit it. So he feels good, but I don't think he's going to make it this week.
Does that mean, in your opinion, he's still slim to none? Or
closer to none.
Yeah. That's really slim.
Something to write about. I'm, you know, trying to help you out. You know, I'm gonna, the drama BS that you guys need. So there it is.
All right. Mike, do you think it's important to be that definitive with him because he may not agree with you? No.
It's a conversation. I mean, it's a conversation that's been had. I mean, I clearly understand Aaron's role and responsibility here, but this is a medical decision, and he's not quite ready. But he did have a good day today. I mean, he feels very good about what he accomplished today. So,
would this give you a lot of confidence then when you guys come back from this long break?
I'm not talking. Let's talk about the Lions. Okay, we play them in 48 hours.
With your quarterbacks, Mike, how did you divide that?
Matt Flynn took the starter reps today. So, and like you said, it was a big mental day for us. We're, just removed from a five-quarter game on Sunday. So Matt took the starter reps, and that's where we are.
And does that mean he's starting?
That's where we are. Business as usual. He next man up.
But are you still
getting him ready?
You're still looking.
Getting ready to go.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're still looking for preparing for Matt. Preparing Matt and Scott for Thursday?
Yeah, that's what I talked about yesterday. I think we need to make sure they're both ready. Patterns. You got to pay attention to patterns. And we got a pattern here that we haven't had here. I know my time for sure, probably the last 30 years. But so we got to make sure both guys are ready. But Matt Flynn took the starter reps today.
How much does it help you got a guy getting ready, get the starter reps? He's been in the system and knows the guys and knows tendencies and stuff like that.
Well, I think we're so much further ahead than we were last week because you go back where Scott's been able to prepare fully for a game, and Matt took the backup reps last week, and now he's getting the full reps this week in a limited fashion, obviously, because we're on a 4-day week. So just as far as going into this game, I feel a lot better that both our quarterbacks will be better prepared. I talked to Sam. I fully expect both Johnny and Sam to play. I mean, just the personality of both guys. But we're not really going to open things up till tomorrow on the practice field. So that'll be the clear indicator where everybody is. It is Tuesday.
I know. It didn't quite go so well for Scott on last week, but I mean, big picture wise, does he seem like a guy who could maybe?
I'm sorry, who Tom?
Tolzien.
Scott, okay.
Yeah, I guess big picture wise, I mean, does he seem like a guy who's got a long, potentially be that backup?
Yeah, I really like Scott Tolzien. I think he's a young, developing quarterback. I think he has a lot of growth in front of him. So, but right now we're preparing to beat the Lions, and Scott has a role and a responsibility, and he's that. Dives right into it like he's done every day since he's been here. I mean, I can't say enough about his work ethic, and but he's a young player that has been in three different systems, and he's getting more and more comfortable here.
Mike, do you feel good about Barkley's chances at playing?
Practice today, Don Barkley. We will not. I think tomorrow will be the true indicator. We had a jog through practice today. We'll have some full speed periods is what I'm referring to. We didn't do anything full speed today because we adjusted our practice based off of the five quarters on Sunday.
Does Flynn's experience help you in a dome environment with the cadence and signals and all that?
Well, I mean, the cadence is especially when you change in the game. Changing in the flow of a game is a challenge for the quarterback and obviously the line because they're all slightly different and they have to simulate the starting quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. So I think just a week of practice and being able to go through the mechanics of your cadence going into the dome or wherever will definitely help us.
Like you always say, the know-how is a tool in your toolbox. after what you saw from Matt and the way it kind of gave you a lift, is that something that you feel like you can do with him? And what does that do for you guys?
I really think that's a scheme question, but it's definitely something that we did Sunday. I thought it was very effective in it. Limited practice time. We'll see what happens Thursday.
I'm not asking for him to do it. I'm just asking what the upside is.
He did it Sunday, so I thought he did a nice job.
Mike, you've had a lot of success with Aaron doing silent down and being able to project his voice. Do you think Flynn's learned from that, or do you think that each guy has his own kind of way of handling
it? Well, I definitely think that Matt Flynn's experience here in the past and really coming back here, he's very – I hate the word comfortable, but he's in tune with – you know, the mechanics of the offense, and obviously that's tailored to Aaron Rodgers, because our system has always been, revolving around making the quarterback successful. So, and Matt understands that. So we'll be a week better in the cadence mechanics. I'm pretty confident in that.
Like Matt was saying yesterday, how much he learned from that game in Detroit when Aaron got the concussion. What kind of growth did you see because of that game from him and what did you think back when you look at the way he played then and then the way he played the next week?
You know, he came into that game. You know, there were some things going on in that game that as far as the opportunities that were available. And when I look back on that game, I thought I pushed the envelope, frankly, with him a little too much. That red zone interception, I wish I had that call back. It was the right call. But there's a preparation and a timing and repping that play was important, and he got an odd blitz. I forget, it might have been Levy built out on a blitz pressure and picked it off, if you remember the play. So I thought he played well going into that deal. We had a chance to go down there, you know, on the fourth down with the matchup on Greg Jennings that we did not hit, with a chance to, to possibly win the game, extend the game. And, that's something that you take from that game, and no different than we've gone through the last couple of weeks here, and you apply it to your preparation for New England. So I really felt that he was ready for New England. When we went up there, we were aggressive with him, and I felt like that really helped him. So, and then he got his opportunity, obviously, was at the next year with Detroit here at home. So I think that's the growth that you look for with quarterbacks. That's one thing I've always admired about Matt Flynn in his time here. I mean, you go back to when he was drafted. You know, every time you gave him an opportunity, he did something. You know, it was a preseason game when he was competing with Brian Brohm. You know, he got in, Detroit game, played better the following week. So, I mean, that's what you look for.
Mike, you have an offensive lineman off the side. They block it the same no matter who's carrying the ball. Do you sense your offensive unit plays the same despite this revolving situation at quarterback, or does it alter their effectiveness?
Well, I mean, you want it to stay the same, but there's a lot of moving pieces that go into this. The biggest challenge we've had is really playing the game plan and playing with the quarterback that's practices that week. You know, so and we're confident this week, that hopefully it'll stay. We'll stay within that. So, hey, football is still football. Everybody has a job responsibility. You know, quarterback touches the ball every single play, so obviously his responsibility is the greatest on the offensive side of the ball.
At this point, does every game feel like a playoff game for this team at this point?
Yeah, I'm focused on playing the Lions. It's a division game. It's on Thanksgiving. You can throw whatever else you want. I don't know how much bigger you can make it. I mean, it's going to be great energy in that building. There always is. This is our second time around. Both teams need the game, so it's a contest that I know we're definitely looking forward to.
Mike, this perimeter is a little different. Burleson's back, Johnson's playing, Mm-hmm. Still that push. Can you just talk about different dynamic here?
Well, anytime you have players that have of that magnitude and talent, I mean, there's stress points, and that's the way I looked at whether you're running the football, pass protecting, offensive perimeter, trying to spread out a defense, how you run the football. So it's all about stress points and handling those stress points. And I mean, they're definitely, from a depth chart standpoint, on offense in better position than they were when they came in here earlier in the year.
Can you look back at that first meeting and draw a lot from it, given that there's going to be so many different changes in personnel in this game?
I think you look at things schematically. There's a process you go through in game planning that never changes. But at the end of the day, it's about putting your players in the best position to be successful. You're probably tired of hearing about it, but that's really what it comes down to. You look at the matchups and make sure the schemes and the matchups are fitted accordingly.
Two more.
Mike, how much chance do you give Nick Perry?
I feel good about Nick, but I think he's, once again, he falls in that category until we run around full speed, till we won't really know until tomorrow.
You've been asked a bunch of times about Eddie's, how Eddie's doing physically. I guess, are you a little concerned about him considering it was a five-quarter game, short week and all that stuff?
He's going to play, and he's going to play a lot. So talked to Eddie today at practice, and he carried the ball a bunch Sunday, ran the ball very hard, was physical doing that. So he's a young man, and he knows what he needs to do to get ready for the game.